Welcome, everybody, to another Wrestle Chat here at Capes and Scowls. I'm Tim.
Cliff.
Olivia.
And on the horn, as always, we have Kyle Starks. Kyle, how are you?
Me. I'm great. let's get this thrill ride of me hating on pro wrestling starting immediately. let's turn the ignition switch and fire up the hate machine. I feel like it's important to preface for people who did not listen to the 7-hour podcast we did last time. Before Royal Rumble, I said if Roman Reigns won, I would quit watching WWE. Period.
That was said.
Shinsuke won, and since then, aside from SmackDown, which has been miserable, Raw has been great.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah,
it's really unsettling for me. I feel like any moment the rug will be pulled from underneath me. And listen, I think I know what the name of that rug is, and it also has the R sound in it. But, like, here's the thing. I'm really looking forward to Raw tonight, even though I know something's going to happen that I could care less about, or may happen. I've really enjoyed Raw. I've really enjoyed all the Raw pay-per-views. NXT continues to be great. I am not watching 205 Live because I just can't, guys. I only have so many hours.
That's fair.
So, here's the thing, though. I'm somehow not excited about WrestleMania, though.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Is it because you know the big RR is winning?
It's more than that, and we'll get into it.
All right.
All right.
But let's start with the schedule.
All right. Well, just make sure if you're listening to this podcast, it's going to be broken into three parts, people. If you need all your Starks, you need to listen to all three. So don't just listen to this one. Why would you do that? Don't be lame. Listen to all of them.
Oh, man. The hot takes. Three hours of hot takes.
And before we dive into our first match, Kyle, why don't you plug some of your stuff in case we forget later?
Next week, I think, the 11th. Is that this week? Next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Next week. Next week, Volume 2 of Rock Candy Mountain comes out. It is very good. You can get Volume 1 and Volume 2, $10 for Volume 1 and $15 for Volume 2. I'm very proud of that. So you can get, like, almost 300 pages. I think it's, like, 240. That was a big lie. 250 pages for $25, which is, like, the price of a regular trade, which is, like, 100 pages. Like, I'm stoked about that. Dead of Winter, the trade comes out the end of April. If you're at C2E2 this week, I will be there. Also, those things will be there, too. I do Rick and Morty every month for forever, for the rest of my life, for the rest of your life. And more stuff coming out soon, right? Like, I'm very busy. I'm very busy. I told my wife how many scripts I had to write between now and June, and it is ugly. But it means there'll be a lot more Kyle Stark stuff in 2019, if not sooner, so it's very exciting.
Did your wife have, like, a single tear rolling down her eye as you told her how many scripts?
I know, because she doesn't have to do it, so she doesn't care. I like to give her information to let her know, like, how difficult things are for me, and then she just nods, and she goes, right, now take out the trash. And I go, right.
Yes, at the end of the day, there's always that.
Yeah.
All right, well, this episode will be our NXT TakeOver, as well as the non-brand specific matches for WrestleMania 34. So we're going to get started. And I want to start with Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano.
Here's the only thing I know about this match. It's going to be fucking amazing. it's an unsanctioned match, which is my favorite thing for someone to put. It's not my favorite, but it's very high up on my favorite things for someone to say about a match. it adds an element. Where if Ciampa, like, would shoot, like, with a gun, wrestling would be like, well, it's unsanctioned. Like, what do you? I don't know why you guys are looking at us. We said, like, legally, we are not responsible for this match. So it's going to be a hardcore match, right? Probably, almost definitely.
Essentially, yeah.
We get to see Tommaso Ciampa's dope Blackheart My Time Is Now shirt, which is always a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Gargano presumably will wear a cape, like Robin. To the ring, they're the same height also. That's an important distinction. And it's going to be great. I have no idea who's going to win this match, and this is the rare example where I don't care who's going to win this match. I don't care. Johnny Gargano's going to win, because I think he gets his job back if he wins.
Correct. That's the stipulation. So,
yeah.
But then again,
NXT's real smart about stuff like that, so.
But I could easily see him also losing, and then, like, maybe he goes to 205, and then Ciampa follows him there to torment him more. Like, I don't think done, but.
No. Yeah, that's interesting, because, like, the last, like, you lose your job bit didn't make any sense, because we didn't get this match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't win this match, then, yeah, he shows up on 205 Live. And I guess if Ciampa and Gargano show up, I'll start watching it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, originally they wanted to bring him straight up, you know, during the Cruiserweight Classic, and for whatever reason they didn't.
Well, because they'd already wrestled in it. They were semi-established on NXT, and they needed a tag team. That's why.
Mm, yeah. But now they got Heavy Machinery, so everything's great.
So Gargano, we all agree. This match is going to be amazing.
Yep. Probably match of the night. Quite possibly.
Man, you know what, though? I don't know that. I don't know. I can't say that for sure.
Because of the six-way?
No, because of the main event.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be one of the better takeovers.
This is actually, like, looking at this lineup, especially if we talked about this about the last three, it's like, what's the lineup? It's like, it doesn't look good. Like, there was nothing exciting. Like, even Gargano, like, look, in retrospect, someone's going to be like, oh, Gargano versus Cien Almas was not, like, a sure excitement. Like, no one was like, I can't wait to see this one. Like, right. There was no way anybody was like that. But look, it was amazing. And that's the thing about NXT. Like, every time I go, well, looks like a bunch of boring-ass matches.
I love that match got a 5-star from Meltzer.
Yeah, can we get, like, a... Can we have a bell ding every time someone says Meltzer? is that possible?
It's a drinking game. Everybody take a shot when you hear Meltzer.
Yeah. It's going to be... I'm looking at this, and it's like, what's going to be the bad match? None of them. None of them will be bad. The tag team champion match could be kind of a fart, I think. But the guys, like, I was going to go, I don't really like these guys. I don't like those guys. I don't think they're great. And it's like, well, no, but they're always great. Like, Authors of Pain on NXT TakeOver are always good.
Yeah, that's true. They kind of stink it up on the show sometimes, but then they're great at TakeOver.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't know if it's them or who they're with, but it's like, it always looks good. The folly of the tag team champion match, which is a three-way, is that Heavy Machinery is not in it, which is ridiculous. Leaving the NXT, like, here's what's ridiculous about it. I'm just looking at the card. Where's Heavy Machinery? Not on here. That's a mess up. Also, where's Iconic Duo? Where's Iconic Duo? Why hasn't Iconic Duo been on my TV in, like, a year?
Yeah, that's a huge mistake. I agree with that.
What a fuck up. I say Undisputed Era keeps the belt.
Now,
hold on. Bobby Fish is injured?
Right, so there's a chance it's going to be Cole.
They said it's going to be Cole and Kyle, so they don't win. They're going to put it on Roddy and Pete Dunne.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They're going to give it
to... fucking nasty.
Well, Pete Dunne's so good.
Pete Dunne's amazing. And here's the thing. Pete Dunne's, like, kind of doing a little bit of a babyface thing.
Right.
Come on. Fuck off with that. Number two, Roddy Strong is obsessed with his abs. I just want you... When they come to the ring, watch. He's obsessed with his abs, and he thinks you should be obsessed with them. I don't get it. Like, what's this guy's gimmick? He hates backs and he loves his abs. That's stupid. It's stupid. But Pete Dunne, I think, is like, I feel like Pete Dunne's going to be one of those guys, like, 5 years from now, is in a completely different place.
Right. And he's so young. He's like 23 or something. Young. Yeah. He's...
I could see him being that next sort of AJ level bad guy.
Absolutely.
Like, when AJ came in, not now, like, maybe not now, but, like, when AJ came in and they're like, look, here's an unusually good push for you because you come across as a pretty good bad guy and we need that. Like, I think Pete Dunne he looks like a bad guy.
Right.
That's like, you can't teach height and you can't teach someone who just looks like a bad guy in wrestling.
He comes out biting the belt. I love it.
And he punches, he's so mad he punches himself on both sides of his face.
Take that face.
Yeah. I don't like this tag team, but I will take Pete Dunne, the quote unquote bruiserweight, anytime I can get him, because he's delightful. And I love how he's pockmarked and he just doesn't care. Like, hey man, don't they have skincare in Britain? Who cares? He's the bruiserweight. This is the only time that look him and the guy off Battlestar Galactica. It's the only time that unfortunate like skin condition has been to someone's favor. And that's not me diminishing or making light of that, but I'm just saying, like, these two dudes are famous and they're gonna have that thing, right? Good for them. Can I tell you, look, I think they win, but I want Authors of Pain to win because I don't want Roddy. I don't like to see him on television. They should have put him on, they should have buried him on 205 Live. And he's good. Like, I'm not saying he's not good. It's just like, he's like not correct. He's like, you know, like Lance Storm, like, oh, he's just not charismatic. I just hate to hear him talk. And like the history of guys, like, oh, they're not very charismatic. They're kind of boring. Roddy is like not so bad at it that it's like, oh, he's so bad at it. He's like, he's in that spot where I just don't want him to do anything. Like, I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear him. Why is he wearing a Letterman jacket? What's his thing with his abs? Why does he hate back so much? I feel like, what's the narrative that they can make to explain why Roddy, like, hates back so much? Like, his dad was in an iron lung or something. Where, like, everyone in his family had their backs broken in a terrible car wreck. Ever since then, he's been like, I know the way to ruin a man physically and emotionally, to take his back away. I don't get it. He's real good, but I don't get it. Also, he needs like I don't even know, like, some guys, like, what, how do you fix him? And I don't know how you fix Roddy. Like, if you gave him, if his wife came out with him or his fiance or whatever, like, I mean, it shockingly worked for Almas. It almost never works, you know? Like,
right.
It almost never works. So, like, what do? I don't know. Put a mask on him.
Put a mask on him.
He's El Generico too. That's how I solve it.
That's such a classic wrestling answer. I love it.
Put a mask on it.
I feel like those promos they did of him being, like, such a sweetheart of a man, like, really hurt him. I hated him, too. I feel like he should turn heel, like, beat up his wife or something.
Yeah. I feel like Roddy and Bobby Roode are in the same spot where, like, for Roode, it's for sure the truth. He's a better heel. I think Roddy, like, just looking at him, I don't like him. And not the same way, like I look at the Dunn and I go, that's a villain. I look at Roddy and I go, I just don't like him.
Right.
Like, that's rough. It's like what, resting bitch face, but just like resting hate face. Like, resting wanna punch you face. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it is the jacket. Maybe it makes you think of, like, you know, the star quarterback in high school or something.
No, man. I was cool with that guy. I have any sort of, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm okay. Because, look, you know, like, Alex Riley wore that Letterman jacket. And I loved it. The Letterman jacket's not the problem. It's this doofus who's like, well, he, like, he unbuttons it weird. Seriously, if you get anything from this first, and how long have we talked about this match? Too long. If you get anything, watch, he won't do it. He'll just roll in the ring, and it'll be like ready to go. He goes through this whole machination, and like he does that thing where it's like it snaps, right? Like the jacket's like five snaps, but it's hard for him to do, or he's trying to be like dramatic about the timing of it. It's like snap, snap. Snap, snap. No, you just snap it open, baby. Like, don't move around it. And then he does it, he's like, yeah. Like, calm down, Roddy.
Calm down. If they win the belt, I want Pete Dunne to do the double fist thing to his face, to his abs. That could be their thing.
He fists Roderick Strong's abs.
I just want Pete Dunne to beat up Roddy Strong. I want him to do that finishing move, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
The pump handle into a flatliner.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
I don't know if you saw, like, the last match they had, and the which was this week, I think, he did some, like, super sweet, like, because the thing is, like, moves like that, is the problem is, like a really good finishing move you can kind of do from anywhere, right? Like, we all agree, like,
mm-hmm.
like, and that move requires a little bit of setup in a way that makes it awkward, but he did, like, a setup for it that was so smooth that I was like, Pete Dunne's good, man.
He is great. He's like top 10 for me. I like him a bunch.
I went Authors of Pain to win, and then I went Heavy Machinery. I went the next pay-per-view to be Heavy Machinery and Street Profits versus Authors of Pain. That's what I want.
I would love to see it. I think you're probably 6 months away from seeing it, though.
Heavy Machinery will get one tag shot ever.
Oh, man, you're probably right.
NXT doesn't, they don't know the gold they got with Otis Dozovich, apparently the sexiest man on earth. Like, not only the weirdest looking man, also some sort of like romantic heavyweight on his own regard.
And he doesn't.
Did you guys get that? He's engaged to Mandy Rose.
Wow.
Yeah, man. King in your heart, king of the bed. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Otis Dozovich has got something going on. I look at him, and I go, I want to see more of this guy, and I'm not the only one. And it's somehow Mandy Rose too. And that's a catch. That's a snag.
Eventually, you'll get that sex tape. It'll be the oddest sex tape ever.
Yeah. But you can't stop. You can't not watch it, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you definitely can't
not watch it. All right. Who are you picking in that one?
I'm gonna take Roddy and Dunn.
Unlikely to be undisputed era. We both agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, let's go. Do you guys have any opinion? I know you don't know
all of these
NXT guys. I wish I knew what you're talking about.
That's fine. It's the wrestles, no big deal. This could be match of the night. The ladder match, 6-way match for the first ever NXT North American champion. Pitting the vet. There's so many good people. Yes.
Is Adam Cole going to do this match too?
That's the word on the street, yeah. Originally, they weren't sure if Fish was going to just need a scope and he'd be able to still wrestle. It looks like he's not going to, so Cole is supposed to do double duty. But he can really just do nothing in the tag match. I'm sure he will, yeah. But he could do nothing in the tag match.
Agreed.
But EC3 and Ricochet making their pay-per-view debuts for WWE. You got them, you got Adam Cole, you got Killian Dane, you got Velveteen Dream, and you got Lars Sullivan. There is a lot of styles in this match, and I just want to see Ricochet do dumb things off of a ladder.
Well, I don't know why you would not get that.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those early Money in the Bank matches that like they put Kane in. Like Ricochet is like will be like Shelton Benjamin. And Lars Ulrich will be Kane.
Lars Ulrich.
Did I say Lars Ulrich?
Yes, that was awesome.
Hell of a wrestler. Looked great in the ring. His punches look weak, though. He should go into drumming or something. Lars Sullivan. Lars Ulrich is the drummer for Metallica, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, Lars Sullivan. Did you see that thing where Lars Sullivan like lifted like a 250-pound barbell while he was laying down with one arm and then stands up with it? Have you seen this video?
No, but that's terrifying.
Yeah, you gotta see it. If you're like, oh man, Lars Sullivan, he's a pretty big guy. Wait till you see him like one hand lift, like whole, it's insane. You should go, I think it was on Instagram, but I don't recall. It's one of the most impressive physical things I've ever seen. That dude's freaky. It's too bad, like Lars Sullivan is like what Braun Strowman should have been, but Braun Strowman has like a good look and is charismatic.
Right, yeah.
Lars Sullivan is another, like, I think he's great, too. I think he's great. I mean, I think there's something wrong with him because he disappeared for, like, 4 months with no explanation, right?
Yeah, they just took him off for a minute.
No, he didn't show up.
Oh.
My feeling is, like maybe there's something not quite right there. But he feels like, look, we found another great big guy. It's like, yeah, but, you know Braun, sorry. Braun's the only one who pulled it off. And you're like, well, Killian Dane's big. Killian Dane, I think, is 6'1", like, maybe. Like, he doesn't even seem that big. He seems giant on NXT. But do you remember when he was in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year?
He looked so small. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, the smallest guy in the ring. So, I was like, I love Killian Dane. I love Lars. I mean, I do. I like Lars Sullivan this week. They had him talk, and he was doing as many, like, four-syllable words as he could. And it's like, what's your gimmick, bud? No, go ahead. Eric Rowan already tried that smart big guy. It doesn't work.
No, it absolutely doesn't. I said it before. He's 1 foot fetish away from being Snitsky.
No, but he, you know what the thing is, though? He's legitimately 5 times better than Snitsky. But you're right. You're not wrong. Like, he's got a really bland look that's based upon him being, like, kind of weird looking and giant. And it's like, okay. You know, the thing is, in the ring, he looks great. Like, he looks like he does power moves in a way that they look like power moves. And I like Lars Sullivan. I think, like, NXT will really benefit from having him around.
Right, I agree.
For a while. Like, what is he on the main event roster? They got Braun. You can't even attempt to recreate what you did with Braun. So what you're doing, who is the guy with Snitsky? Who was the guy who they put in Heidenreich?
Heidenreich, yeah.
That's who Lars Ulven is. He's those two guys. He's like, that's his level. Like, you might get a memorable feud, but you're not going to sell a t-shirt.
Is he, what was his name? Nathan Jones?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
Nathan.
I hope he doesn't hear it, because he might actually kill me.
Yeah, he might.
Who was the other big guy they had that looked like Batista if he had hair? Like a New Zealand guy, I think, or an Australian guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it Matt Morgan?
No, it wasn't Matt Morgan, but man, what a snooze fest of a human.
Yeah.
more like the snooze print, Matt Morgan. I can't remember the guy's name. Someone remember. I think he was on one of the NXT squads. They had him around for a minute. He was a perfect example of, like, it's like, ah, Vince loves a big guy. But it's like he couldn't do it. Like, Vince loves a big guy, but it so rarely works out. Like, Braun Strowman is such a massive exception to every forced attempt to get somebody over. Like, there's just like a million of those dudes. Anyway, sorry, that's such a huge... I say Velveteen Dream wins.
That's an interesting pick. I feel like everybody has, like, is a good pick to be the first ever champ here. It kind of depends on what they want to do. Do you want to take Ricochet or EC3 and, like, have this big debut? They win a belt. Do you want to promote Adam Cole, who you've been kind of putting over, but then you have him jobbing all the time? Do you want to reward Velveteen Dream because he had that amazing match with Aleister Black?
And he's been great across the board.
He has been. Or do you give it to Killian Dane, kind of separate him from Sanity, which is what I feel like they want to do, and then you could maybe bring up the rest of Sanity to the main roster and leave him there to keep...
Here's what I think. Mm-hmm. Adam Cole with this belt doesn't make any sense. He's clearly an NXT champion contender at some point.
Right.
He doesn't need something to hold him over. If they feel like he needs something to hold him over... they could 1,000% give him the tag belt right now.
That's true.
Like, I think that's what you do with Adam Cole. Two, I think Killian Dane versus Lars Sullivan is a separate feud, because like the logic of being like, oh, here's a feud, we should just combine this belt with this feud is what anyone would do besides WWE. They'd be like, why put a belt on it? It's two big guys. I don't think Ricochet or EC3 get this belt now. I think they challenge whoever wins.
Right, right.
And so, I think having Ricochet or EC3 versus Velveteen Dream is a no-brainer.
So if
that's my logic.
That's pretty good logic. I don't know. Look, I also look at it as, like, Adam Cole has a lot of pedigree. Do you put it on him just so he's your first champ, and it's like you're starting off strong? I think I agree with you. It's probably going to be Dream, but if not, I think it'll be EC3. I think they're going to build around him.
Yeah, I could see that, too. EC3, did you see his debut by any chance?
I did not watch that yet.
I know that you have had like a big thirsty gulp of EC3 in your life.
I have, yes.
As a TNA boy, as the rare TNA boy.
You know it.
I've watched enough TNA to go, what's the Scottish guy's name? Drew?
Galloway.
Drew Galloway. Like, Drew Galloway, Bobby Lashley, EC3, those dudes looked super legit on TNA. I kind of missed all the EC3 spud stuff, though I got kind of the gist of it.
Right.
Like, he's super charming. He looks great. He's a fine wrestler. He came out, and I thought, first of all, he came out clearly kind of no shit given. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen in my career if I just go out and do what I want?
Right.
I don't think he did what he wanted, but he clearly had a bunch of fun. He has a great entrance. He's super charismatic. Like, I love EC3. And I've had very limited experience, but I think EC3 and WWE makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I think, like, there's so many things you can do with that character. He's charismatic, and he's going to be able to do all those things. He's not going to embarrass himself in the ring.
Right. He can do both heel and face work. He's way better as a heel, though. Way better.
I think this dude has to be on the very short list of someone who's going to be NXT champion very soon, and then he'll be on SmackDown within 6 months. Maybe not 6 months, but you know what I'm saying.
Definitely. Like,
he has to be the guy on this in NXT right now. Well, no. Not counting the women, obviously, mm-hmm. And I think not counting Aleister Black.
Right, yeah.
I think Aleister Black is an entirely different stratosphere than everybody. But I think EC3 feels like, after just one promo to me, he feels like the guy you'd want to bring up. He's big. He's gonna measure up to. He's not gonna look small like most guys do when they bring him up. Like, I think it's great. I don't think he wins. I just think it doesn't make NXT doesn't do that thing where they immediately reward people.
Right. He's.
And I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. He matched up really good with Lashley in TNA, and Lashley's, you know, ginormous.
He looks like a pro wrestler.
Right, and he actually had some of his best matches were with Matt Hardy, so I would love to see that happen again, even if it's now woken Matt Hardy when he was fighting Big Money Matt or whatever it was.
Big Money Matt. I think of all the EC3 or all the TNA guys, and that I'm saying pure TNA guys, not to me like Ring of Honor guys.
Right.
Like EC3 is the one that's like I'm most excited about. Well, I mean, I guess like Woken Matt or whatever, but to give Woken the pure TNA label, like obviously Samoa Joe and AJ are the fucking best.
Right.
I feel like I'm apologize to you right now. I don't care about Eric Young. He hasn't done anything to distinguish himself. But I think he's very good, and I think he has a good look. But it's like there's nothing happening. There's nothing happening there, and I feel like there's a lot of that.
I can't argue with that, so.
I think EC3 looks great. I think Velveteen Dream wins because he deserves to be rewarded in some way. And also, he's so charismatic. I think, like, he can carry, like, if they have Velveteen Dream versus Ricochet for a month, because Ricochet is so good, but there's really no proof that dude has any charisma at all, outside of physically. Physically, he's wildly charismatic. So I think Velveteen Dream is like the talking point to that Ricochet. Like, it makes sense.
That's a good point, because all I've seen, I've seen a lot of the Lucha Underground stuff, but the King Ricochet stuff in New Japan, I wasn't super high on it, so.
Yeah, and he's going to be doing that. And I think even the Lucha Underground with a mask on, it's like, Prince Puma wasn't great. Prince Puma was talked about great. I mean, he was great in the ring. Like, I think in the ring, like, Ricochet's in the ring, he's fucking way up there. I don't want to put numbers on people, but he'd be very, very high. If I was going to rank, like, the five guys I want to see in the ring.
He's number six, sure, right?
He's on there. he's in there. You know, Ricochet feels to me, I remember, this is so long to talk about NXT. When Rey Mysterio was in WCW and people would be like, wrestling, I'd be like, hey, you should watch a Rey Mysterio match.
Right.
Like, watch a Rey Mysterio match. Rey Mysterio, who never talked on the mic, who never did anything but go and wrestled. But if you watch it, you'd be like, what the fuck is happening here? And I feel like Ricochet is the exact same thing. He's so good. He's so different. It's so thrilling for the entire time he's in there. And, of course, WWE will suck that out of him.
Yeah.
For the sake of safety or whatever. But I feel like he's on that level. Like, is he, like, do I want to watch him more than Omega? I don't know. But I want to see him fight Omega real bad. You know? I want to see Ricochet fight AJ Styles so bad. I want to see Ricochet fight Shinsuke so bad. I want to see Ricochet fight Samoa Joe so bad.
Yeah. When you start talking about these guys, it's almost like, who do you want to see more? It really depends who they're fighting.
Yeah.
I think...
All right, so who do you think is going to win? EC3?
I'm going to take EC3, yeah.
All right. Homer. That's a Homer pick.
Maybe. All right, next we got Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's Championship for, like, the 75th time. But it's still a good match.
Yeah, this is, like, the second time they've fought.
I feel like they had, like, maybe they just had 75 confrontations. It's like, oh, what are we going to do?
They've had confrontations.
Ember Moon is really great. I don't know that she's hurt if she loses this belt, though.
No, this is just like Gargano match. Guess what? This match is gonna be great. That's all I know. I don't care who wins.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters either because I don't think either one's moving up.
Right.
But I'm gonna say Ember Moon's helpful. I don't know, man. Shayna Baszler is 100% what they wanted Ronda Rousey to be.
Right.
I don't understand why they didn't just bring. Because Shayna Baszler has a background. Like, people know who she was prior to wrestling, right?
Yes.
Like, not to the same degree. Like, I'm not an MMA guy, but my understanding was the Four Horsewomen of MMA had some degree of notoriety.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. This girl's great. Like, I'm scared of Shayna Baszler watching her on television.
Yeah, no, she is terrifying. Like, I watch her matches, and I'm like, oh, please don't destroy her.
Yeah, but she's going to, and it's great. And she does, like, they're going to try to do this thing with Ronda where, like, she's a wrestler, but she's really a judo lady. Like, Shayna does that. Shayna's not hitting the ropes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Shayna rarely hits the rope. She's not doing drop kicks. And, like, everything about her is... She's an amazing heel. Like, she's the type, she's so good at it. She's got the best fucking catchphrase. I love everything about Shayna Baszler, but I also, like, don't like her, which is, that's what wrestling is, right? Like,
right.
That's top level, like, let me think of an example. Like, when The Rock was a bad guy. Like,
sure.
When The Rock was when he was with the corporation, everyone loves The Rock, man. The fuck that guy if he wins. That's what I do about Shayna Baszler. It's the same. Ember Moon's great. I wonder if they're ready to move her up just because they're trying to do so much more women stuff. And maybe this is the time. But these two ladies, and Dakota Kai, who I love, and the pinup lady, who apparently is maybe in some new faction, who I love, those are the only ladies who have been in wrestling for like a year. So, like, I don't understand. Like, what do you do? What do you do here? Shayna Baszler's great. I think her future, like Pete Dunne, if not higher. I think it's higher. I think she's so good. I think she's... I'm like as high on Shayna Baszler as I am on anybody. I think she's so good.
Yeah, there's no ceiling for her. I agree.
Snap, tap, or nap? Are you kidding me? It's so good.
So are you taking Moon or are you taking Baszler?
I feel like there's no reason to take it off Ember, but I feel like they want, it's too long they had someone who wasn't a bad guy on top. I think it's time NXT needs a villain.
Right.
On top of the ladies. Because, like, they're pushing Dakota Kai, and I think Dakota Kai is great, and I think Dakota Kai versus Shayna Baszler would be great. And I don't know, that's the thing, the women's situation is just so bad. Like, why not? Put it on Shayna, she's earned it. God, that fucking last match where she put that arm lock on Ember, and she just rolled her over.
Yeah.
And then the last time they wrestled, who did Shayna wrestle last? Does anyone know? Nobody knows, right?
It was Kairi Sane. Yeah, Kairi Sane.
Kairi
Sane tried to do the exact same thing on her, and she, like, got out of it. Like, that's one, Kairi Sane's great. Like, that's a great, it's just a great in-ring match thing to do. Is
right.
To be like, oh, remember the only way you lost? It was like this. And then for the person to be like, holy shit, wait, though. Like, NXT's good, man. Something like that's what makes NXT so good. Baszler, why not? I wouldn't be surprised if Ember Moon. I feel like it's just like that first match. Like, who cares? It's going to be great.
I agree. I'm going to take Baszler, but I'm taking her because I think getting Moon away from the belt, and you have Baszler, who's just like a giant pit bull, basically. Maybe that's when you bring back the iconic duo, and they're kind of like the pretty girls to feud with her. That might be an interesting kind of way to take it.
I just want the iconic duo back, no matter what. I think this week on NXT, Shayna Baszler called the Eclipse. Like, she's like, she's going to put that stupid move or some other stupid move on me. Like, man, that's such good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, any like unrealistic wrestling move, she's like, she's burying is so good.
That is pretty
great. She's so good. She's probably the worst. She's probably an awful human too.
Let's start that rumor now.
I don't know. No, I'm just saying, like, by association.
Her heel work is so good that we do believe she's a terrible human being.
Her heel work is so good, it's because she is literally the worst. I don't know if that's true. She is great. I like her story. I like how she's like, MMA's, I'm done with it. I'm going to do the thing I want to do anyway. Queen of Spades is good. Everything about her is good, man. There's nothing bad, like, to date, through the Mae Young Classic, through her NXT, nothing's been bad. Every segment's been good.
I agree. And every time she beat somebody in the Mae Young Classic, it was like, oh, God. She was going to destroy somebody.
Did you see what she did? She, like, stepped on Dakota Kai's arm. She did it, like, the next week to someone else. And
yeah.
I was like, was this woman like, hey, I know... Hey, guys, I don't know if you know about me, but my whole thing is I like to twist people's bodies up. I know a way you can step on someone's arm that looks fucking awful, but it doesn't hurt at all. And they're like, I don't know, show it, Shayna. And she's like, come here. Like, stomp, and it's like, and they're like, oh, we're doing this at least twice. Like, yeah. Don't you? I hope that's the case. And she's like, it looks like it hurts really bad, but it doesn't feel bad at all.
Yeah,
that, do it as many times as possible.
Yeah, that sounds brutal every time they do it.
Yeah.
So let's move on to this NXT championship. We got Aleister Black versus Andrade Cien Almas. Is there any way Black doesn't win?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Here's why. Cien's only had, like, what, two title defenses? I mean, on pay-per-view.
On pay-per-view, like, yeah. Yeah, two or three.
He defended against, like, Johnny Gargano, like, 17 times, but it wasn't on TV. I think after that last match, Cien with Johnny Gargano, where, like, out of nowhere, these two dudes put on a 5.5-star match or whatever it was.
Right.
Metzler, ding!
Ding! Ding. All your frat boys, do your shot of your fireball.
Whatever, like, because that match was very good.
Yes.
I feel like he's earned holding it for a while, and also I think this week Zelina was so charismatic and put this feud over so good in just one interaction. I just think there's a lot of value in Almas, and it's more here than any place else. Though they did put him in the Rumble. Maybe the Rumble thing was to try it out. And you know they want to have a Latino star.
Sure.
Pretty bad. I just don't think he's ready. I don't think he makes sense on the main event roster.
I agree. Not to say that he couldn't step up into it. But yeah.
I think he'd be Ty Dillinger. He'd be bad guy Ty Dillinger right now.
Right. Yeah, I feel bad for Ty Dillinger.
I feel terrible for Ty Dillinger. Maybe he'll win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Maybe he'll enter at 10th.
I guarantee you he will.
So you're going to take Almas on this one?
This is the third match on this card where I could care less who wins, because I think it's going to be very good. I think, and someone who is more familiar with Cole's background than I will be like, you crazy. But I think in that last match, I think with him and Black, like Cole and Black, I thought Black looked better. And based on that, I feel like he's better suited to be in this match. I just think, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a really good match.
I kind of blacked out on that match, no pun intended, the minute that Aleister Black hit him, did that whatever move into the chair, and I thought Cole broke his back right in half.
Oh, my God, where he turned the chairs around the wrong way?
Yeah, whose idea was that? That was the grossest thing I've seen in a long time.
I don't know, but it was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. I literally cringed, and I didn't stop cringing until the bell rang.
I believe since we started doing this sort of, like, big show, quarterly, Kyle Starks comes on and gives his hot take, mm-hmm. has been, like, a year of Aleister Black. And the minute before, I was so high on Shinsuke until they brought him up. I thought Shinsuke set, like, hung the moon, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I think if you brought Aleister Black into the, and I said it every time, if they put Aleister Black against Roman Reigns on Monday and he won for the title, I don't think anyone would be like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
He's at him and Braun, they've for once handled it. Because, like, look, you say, like, look at Velvet Dream. Look at how good it is. Velvet Dream did that himself.
Absolutely.
No one orchestrated that. And there's a lot of dudes. AJ was given opportunities, but AJ got himself over with WWE.
Rusev. Rusev's the same way.
Rusev is also he's ruined himself also enough times. But right now is exactly right. Like, Rusev's way over because of what Rusev has done and no one else. But the way they've handled Aleister Black, the way they've handled Asuka, which I think is also fair to say, the way they've handled Braun, and Braun has definitely got himself over too, but they keep putting him in really good positions, and he's just going one step farther, which is why I think he's just a shooting star right now, and I think everybody agrees. I think Aleister Black is so dope. I was really worried about him talking in NXT this week because he hasn't really had to do that. Mm-hmm. I thought he handled himself well. I thought he came across like very Aleister Black-y. I love him, man. I think he's great, but I could see him not winning this, and I hope they do something that sets up a feud when he doesn't. That's what I hope. I hope he doesn't win because of some sort of interaction or something.
Because
fighting.
I want.
Who is that? It's like that new group. The new. You know what I'm talking about? Like they put this group together that's been showing up on house shows.
I haven't paid attention to that.
It's one of those guys they just signed. Maybe from Ring of Honor. His name has like a, it starts with a DJL. Oh, he's a PWG guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm failing you.
I know. Hold on. We'll see if I can.
Cliff Vamp.
Quick name all the signings that haven't shown up on TV yet. Danny. What's his name?
Well, Tim, who are you picking to win this match?
I'm going to pick... I don't want Almas to lose, but I think I'm going to pick Black anyways, because I think they want to do this whole Goldberg streak thing and do it with Black. I don't think it's the right move. I think Kyle's right. It should stay on Almas, but... I don't know.
What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to... Because they want this whole undefeated Aleister Black, Goldberg-y kind of angle, so I think they're going to give it to Black. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way, but that's still what I'm picking.
Yeah, you're probably right. Christopher Dijak, is that his name you're talking about?
Oh, Donovan Dijak. Yes.
So he has some faction that they've been testing on.
Is he with War Machine?
No, but that's what I'm talking about. Can we talk about... Let's do that.
All right.
War Machine. Let's have those three guys show up and cost Aleister Black the match.
Then...
We set it up that the team of everyone has wanted to see Heavy Machinery and Aleister Black team up.
Damn it. Donovan Dijak is so good. I've seen him wrestle live. He is insane. He's so good.
Yeah. So I feel like, look, you bring him in now, and then you have him and Aleister Black feud.
Maybe, yeah. And, you know, you can build him up, or maybe you bring him in mid-card and you make him go for the North American belt. Something like that, you know. But
there's some other big name besides War Machine and that guy that hasn't debuted yet, right? Am I wrong?
You're probably right. I'm blanking on it, though.
I just feel like this match, because the thing is, like, there's like, if you can have this match end where no one loses, this is the one to do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
And it's WrestleMania weekend. It's a big debut. You know? It's a big debut. And, like, people love that shit. I love that shit.
What if, like, the whole event, Ciampa and Gargano are still beating the shit out of each other, regardless of who won, and they end up beating each other up and interfering in that match? They fight all the way to the ring, and...
And then the next pay-per-view is a four-way. Okay, please.
Yeah, Regal's like, Gargano, you know, you lost or whatever, but you have to come back because everyone hates you, even though you're the most lovable guy.
I'd be all for that four-way. I thought, like, they should have, I felt at one point they had the opportunity to have a triple threat match with Ciampa, Gargano. It's like, man, that's a MCN. Like, that's a good match, man. That'd be a hot match.
Ciampa.
Throw a little Aleister Black in there. I love Aleister Black. I think he's my favorite wrestler right now in WWE, I think.
Until they ruin him.
Yeah, because you know what the thing is? Once he shows up in WWE, they're going to be like, you know what this guy needs? It's supernatural powers. He's clearly a Dracula.
His theme song will start with a gong.
It starts with a gong, and somebody comes out with an urn. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Takes him 16 and a half minutes to walk down
for the... For some reason, Kid Rock's there.
Why is Kid Rock always there?
A lot of people on motorcycles.
So many. Real Hell's Angels will be there. All right.
I think Almas wins.
You going Almas? I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. So, we're going to do... There's three more matches. They're part of WrestleMania 34 that we're going to talk about. We're going to do the two battle royals... And the cruiserweight match.
All these matches will mean so much for people's careers. You know, so many careers have been springboarded out of the Andre the
Giant. So we have to talk about that. So
Let's talk about the legacy of the armbar battle royal.
I was going to say, can we talk about how amazing Mojo Rawley's year was?
They really dropped the ball on Mojo, or maybe Mojo dropped the ball.
His career blew up so much because he won the Battle Royal. I think he was on like three episodes of SmackDown this year.
No, he was on more than that. Once he turned on
Zack Ryder.
And for like 3 weeks, he was hot, man.
And then nothing, then crickets.
And then that's just crickets, yeah. Because I think we were talking about how he should be like, he should, because they were doing like, a tournament, right, to decide who's going to be U.S. title holder or something?
Yeah, yeah. I think Rude beat him in that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. No, it was Rude versus Jinder, but we had, like, the final four. We were talking about the final four at the time, and I was like, oh, I think it's going to be Mojo, because he was so hot at the time, and because they got to get something out of this Andre the Giant Battle Royal. They have to. Is this the third one?
This is the fourth one. The first one was Cesaro, which did nothing. Cesaro got himself over later. You had Baron Corbin, which but you can argue Baron Corbin's the only successful one, but I know he's kind of dropping the ball now, but as far as a push, he came in from NXT. The people who don't have the network don't know who he is.
Big Show won it the second year.
Did he?
This is the fifth.
Oh, no. You're right.
He may come. I mean, he'll win it again.
Who did Mojo? Who did Gronk help Mojo beat? It was Jinder, right?
I think it was Jinder. Yeah, I think you're right.
Who should have won that match?
They hindered the Jinder.
Yeah.
They hindered the Jinder.
So do they, since they did good, they did a good job with both the men's and women's Royal Rumble, do they say, we're going to make this mean something, and they give it to somebody who actually can do something with the push?
No.
I think they always had the intention of that happening.
What do you think the odds would be that they would bring back somebody who hasn't been with the company for a while, or somebody who's never worked for the company, and bring them straight in, give them the win in the Battle Royal, and that's their initial push?
Zero. Here's who's announced for this match, which presumably is going to be a bunch of people. You know, the whole point of this Battle Royal originally, like, really the only function is that if you get to be on the pay-per-view, you make an extra paycheck, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. Right. The whole point of Battle Royal was just to get as many people, to get them money. Like, that was the whole point, right? Is, like, we want everyone to make some money off the show. We don't want someone to be mad and, like, disgruntled because they didn't get an extra check for being on the biggest show of the year, so we'll do this Battle Royal.
Right.
Presumably, what we should do is, like, we should get them a little bump out of it. We should get the world push. Well, fuck that. All right, here's who's in it so far. Dolph Ziggler, Matt Hardy, The Revival, Mojo Rawley, Baron Corbin, Ty Dillinger, and Breezango. I believe I may have seen better matches this weekend at the WWA at the Evansville Coliseum.
Yeah, there was a guy with a magic hat, right?
There's a guy with a magic hat. Like, what a treat. So look, let's look at this. All right, Mojo, it's not Mojo, Baron, Ty, or Breezango. It's not going to be. Sorry, fellas.
Right. There's only been two people that talked about the Battle Royal really at all, and that one was Rusev, who isn't in it anymore, and the Revival, that are like, we'll just work together and we'll win, which I'm sure they'll do that.
They should. They said they'd be the first tag team to ever win the Battle Royal.
So what if this is where the revived Bray Wyatt comes back and wins?
That's probably the best thing that they could do.
Yeah, I agree. That would be the best outcome.
So Woken Bray Wyatt wins.
That would be the best outcome. That's not going to happen.
He dyed his hair the same way Matt's hair has dyed.
Oh, my God.
He comes out the exact same outfit.
Yes, please.
Bo Dallas is playing piano when he comes out.
I want IRS there, too. I want the whole family.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Can he win?
But you guys think, what would be the most slap in the face? Like, hey, guys, listen, we're trying to give you, we're going to throw you a bone because you deserve it. What's the most slap in the face of this group to win this?
Dolph.
Yeah, it's fucking Dolph. Dolph Ziggler's going to win this stupid thing. And it's going to be another just like someone, there should be like, you know those air horns? There should be one of those that just makes like a sad fart noise, and those all go off when Dolph wins. Damn.
We need to get that trending.
Yeah. I think Dolph wins.
That's a good pick.
I would love Matt Hardy to win. Here's the thing: this match has zero credibility. I don't give a shit. They could have that fucking leprechaun come win it. What was his name?
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. They could have Hornswoggle show up for They could have that lady from Entertainment Tonight They like to have it every WrestleMania.
Maria Menounos.
Yeah, like who gives a shit? Like this, like it has zero credibility. It's negative credibility, which is such an insult. Cause, like it's Andre the Giant. Like they should have put like Ted DiBiase's name on it. You know what I mean? Like it should be. It should be like some. It should be like the. It should be the model Rick Martel Memorial
The Giant Gonzalez Memorial Tournament.
Yes, like you're the Chavo Guerrero Battle Royal.
Chavito.
Chavo Guerrero Jr. Memorial Battle Royal. Who gives a shit? I you know what, Bray Wyatt. If Bray Wyatt won, I'd actually like. If he shows up, I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, I think your best bet's probably Woken Matt Hardy. I think at this point.
Who's the young guy that they is Elias? Well, we'll get to that, right? What if Elias is in it?
I'm not sure. So Elias is a good pick, but there's also this weird chance that he'll be Braun's tag partner too.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get to that. I'm like, if Elias shows up, he wins it.
Right, and if Rusev was still in it, I'd say he wins it, but he's not. So
maybe, yeah. All right, who gives a shit?
That's a great pick.
Here's the thing: I don't like. I'm so glad that we like. I had so many things about NXT because these three matches. Who gives a shit? I give zero shit, and these three matches combined. And I know, like, by all accounts, 205 is great, but, man, they're not selling Mustafa Ali shirts. Like, no one's like, oh, my God, he's, like, I love him. Well, probably some people are. I don't mean it like that, but it's like these three matches are adding, like, what, an hour to this pay-per-view?
At least.
At least. And who gives a shit? The only good thing in these, again, 205, I'm sure, is great. Someone's going to be like, dude, you got to listen, you got to watch. I'm like, there's no charisma on that show. Drew Gulak is one person.
Right.
Like, there's no charisma. And I love that they put Rockstar Spud on there.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I think it's a step in the right direction, but dude ain't wrestling. You know what? They didn't have him come in to replace Enzo as like a likable loudmouth.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
So it's like there's no charisma. It's like I'm a story guy first. All the flippy dudes in the world. I need a narrative and I need interesting characters. And on that roster, I don't think there's someone who you'd say, well, that guy's interesting and he's got a good gimmick. Like they're just good wrestlers. Nine guys on the roster, they wrestle good.
Right, when the guys from like AAA aren't in town.
Yeah. So the only good thing out of these three matches is at least they took Mae Young off that fucking women's battle royal. That's the only thing I give a shit about.
Mula,
sorry. No, Mae Young's great, apparently.
The women's Lars Ulrich battle royal.
I'm messing all the names up today, baby.
I turned on you.
It's the same thing. It's like who's in this match? It's like, oh, it's all the women you don't care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love Bayley. I feel like she's making a turn. Becky Lynch, this is the Becky Lynch household, my friend. This is the Becky Lynch household. I think Natalya is on the list of most misused, underappreciated characters in wrestling history. Yep. I love Naomi's entrance. I think it's the best. Sasha, I'm over. Riot Squad, eh. Mandy Rose, I watch all the time, please, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're gonna bring up, like, I'm sure Ember will be in it, and I'm sure Kairi Sane will be in it, Dakota Kai, and like the Glamazon probably again. Just who gives a shit? What do they get for it? They didn't even do like a thing that's like, if you win this, you're number two contender. You know, like there's no reward. There's no value. Who gives a shit?
So do they correct that and make this mean something now, at least with the women's one?
But they didn't do it for the Andre the Giant, so why would they do it for this one? It's just a stupid battle royal they put on there so we don't get more money. And I'm glad they're getting the money. I just don't give a shit. But Becky wins. Why not?
I would pick Becky to win.
Who won the mixed match challenge? Charlotte?
No, Charlotte got removed.
But did Sasha win then?
I don't even know.
I don't know who won. All I know is that Charlotte...
That's how important it is.
Becky replaced Charlotte with Bobby Roode to wrestle Sasha and Finn. So presumably Sasha won, right? Does it make more sense?
Probably.
So sure.
Becky Lynch, who has been consistently, with no ups or downs, one of the best women since she's debuted. She's always just been good. She's never had like a period where you're like, Becky, what are you doing? Like, Becky, this weird personality quirk you've given your character doesn't make any sense. Like, give it to Becky. Becky's been great, but who gives a shit? She gets nothing for it.
I'm going to say that it's going to be somebody debuting or somebody called up from NXT, like a Nikki Cross or...
Billy Kay?
Could be Billy Kay. Could be the Iconic Duo. Could be Nikki Cross. I think somebody's going to come up and win it.
I think that's a good guess. I think that's a good call. I think you're probably right.
I hope I'm right.
I think you're probably right.
Who are you picking, Olivia?
Me?
Yeah, who do you want to pick?
I don't know. Do you think... Honestly, I've only watched Raw. Like, you think Sasha Banks and Bayley are going to do their own fight? Like, there's, like, tension between those two, but...
You know, Bayley throwing Sasha out, the opposite of what happened at the Rumble, that would be something.
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah, so yeah. Bayley's not a bad pick.
Way to get the inferior, like, compensation.
Right.
Boy, you got your just desserts, but you got your just desserts at Wendy's. You know what I mean? It's like the sad, like, Bayley finally got one over. It's like, oh, well, way to go. When Sasha did it to you, she almost got a number one contendership. You get nothing. Congratulations. These matches are dumb. I mean, I'm glad people are getting their money, but I just don't give a shit. I hope they're like 20 minutes long. 15 minutes.
And the cruiserweights, it's
Cedric wins. We all know.
I would have to say it's Cedric because they were gonna like he was already gonna challenge for the belt before Enzo beat his girlfriend up.
Right.
Yeah.
I do love
that Mustafa Ali has like got himself to this position when he wasn't one of the like core original guys.
Right.
And he's also very good. He does that very good DDT like a lot, like the slippery snake DDT. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It can look really gross when he does it sometimes.
Yeah, I love it.
This match could potentially be really good. I like the fact that it's two face wrestlers, which you don't see that often, fighting each other.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, which I just came to me, because it's my understanding is, like, since Enzo's been gone, because Vince isn't paying attention anymore, right? Like, that's the thing with 205 Live. Aren't they letting these dudes wrestle now? Like, isn't that the story?
For the most part, yeah.
If these dudes come out and they have, like, and again, I use this term in terms of, like, if they have, like, a PWG-style match, it'll be the match of the night.
Absolutely. It'll
be amazing. Yep. The only thing that it will lack is the drama of having because there's no narrative, or there's very little narrative. But if they came out, what was that WrestleMania? I want to say it was last year, when it was Neville versus Austin Aries.
Yeah, I think that was at Mania, yeah.
Yeah, those dudes should have been like, fuck this. Let's just go out and have a match like we had, you know, in a bingo hall like 3 years ago. Let's just go out there and go to fucking town on each other the way that we like to do it. And if they would have done that, it would have changed 205 Live. And I think in a lot of ways, it would have changed wrestling to some degree because it would have been, if those two guys did it, those two guys specifically, these two guys, sorry, it would have been very much a Steamboat Macho Man.
Yeah.
It would have been like this match that wasn't supposed to be anything turned into something great.
Now, how much will you pop if Neville comes back in that Battle Royal?
I just want him to be set free and to go. I'm over it. I'm over all that shit. That's the thing is, like, man, that guy was so good. I hated him and Bo Dallas. I thought were just garbage NXT champions. I didn't have any interest in them. I know people loved Bo, but Bo was pushed. The way Bo acted as a heel, he was pushed as a face. And people be like, no, it's ironic. It's like, dude, you guys give them too much credit. It was just a bad gimmick that he put. He did it like a David Letterman joke. Like, if you lean into it hard enough, it becomes good. And he did that, and that's fine. But look where he is now. Obviously a true fucking talent shining on the main roster.
Yeah, he does wear one glove, so.
I love the one glove. I think Bo Dallas is pretty great right now. I think Bo Dallas is quietly so charming. I feel a little bit better. He's terrible in NXT. Not terrible, but he was not good in NXT. He's not great. It's not the point. Neville, who is very dynamic in the ring, like, found his voice in a way that I feel like people haven't... I haven't seen someone do in a while, like, where you go, he's got it. You know what I mean? Like, Neville has, like, as Pac or whatever, has a history of being championed all over. Like, people love him. But I feel like for WWE, like, he found that voice, and he did it so well. That at one point in time, for a brief moment, he was the best heel in WWE. But it's like, look, if he doesn't want to play ball, don't make him play ball. Just let him go. Like,
yeah.
What are you losing? A 205 Live guy? Big fucking deal.
Right. I think he's the kind of wrestler that maybe on his second or third stint with the company, that's when he's going to get it all, you know, but maybe not right now.
Yeah.
If he so chooses.
I, you know what I think? I think Neville's going to be Cody Rhodes. He's going to leave and make so much money. Like, that'll be his career.
And I hope so. I love what Cody has done. He deserves it. So
someone said, I think Meltzer,
Ding! Take a shot.
I think he said that this stage of Cody's wrestling career is equal to Stone Cold finding himself after WCW.
That's fair.
I think there's something. I think that's interesting because, you know, like Steve Austin, he was very much an IC title, like a main IC title guy, for the majority of his career. And then it got weird, and then he left. You know what I mean? And then when he left, it's like, I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm gonna more the thing I want to be. And I don't know if I necessarily agree per se, but I'm glad that Cody's doing it, because a lot of people didn't think he was going to. And I liked Cody back when, you know, he was handing paper bags out to people.
That was the best. All right, well, we're going to end it now here, and then we're going to move on to part two. Make sure, everybody, you go download part two, and part three will be up shortly after that. Mr. Starks, tell everybody once again what you do, where they can find you.
Oh, yeah, I make comic books for a living, and gosh darn, they're so good, unlike a lot of this stuff. That's not nice. But hey, if you like stories and fighting, boy, do I have some books for you. I've made a bunch of books this month, the second half of my most recent Image series, Rocking Your Mountain, which is, quote, a hobo kung fu epic. Comes out next week, the 11th. And at the end of this month, my book about a dog fighting zombies called Dead of Winter comes out. I have many good books about fighting and jokes, Kill Them All, Sex Castle. I do Rick and Morty every month. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but what are you going to do? I'm at the Kyle Starks on Twitter. I'm at the Kyle Smarks if you just want to hear me talk about wrestling once a week. Or occasionally go to independent shows and live tweet them, which sometimes people have magic hats. Like, I won a title.
I love it when you do that, when you live tweet the local wrestling.
Here's the thing, Evansville wrestling is like generally so like unsettling. It's so everyone's kind of gross, everything's kind of dumb. It's so bad, like it's its own form of magic. But the WWE, they're actually pretty good. I mean, like, it's actually not bad. They, like, we did not get to see this guy we've nicknamed the Skinny Wizard. That was a little bit disappointing. But, you know, it's actually pretty good. So I took Schweitzer with me, who colored Rock Candy Mountain, and who ain't never seen such things in his days. It was a real treat for me. I tried to get him to eat a hot dog to see if he'd eat a hot dog weird, but it didn't happen. next time. But, yeah, I talk about wrestling generally once or twice a week at the Kyle Smarks. Generally, I have to wait till my wife falls asleep, so I'm like an hour behind, which is the best way to live tweet something. So we do the live tweet things when it's only live to you. But gosh, we have fun. And it's the same, like, generally, like, you know, Raw's been so good, it's like I can't even talk smack about it. Raw's been good except for one segment. We'll get to that in the third hour. Boy, I bet Kyle Starks has opinions on that.
All right, well, thank you for listening to this, and come on back for part two.